This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, and this Saturday marks the Lunar New Year. Also known as Spring Festival or Chinese New Year, the celebration signifies the start of the new year on the first new moon based on the lunar calendar. This year is the Year of the Dragon. It joins the years of 2012, 2000, 1988, 76, 64, 52. The Year of the Dragon stands out particularly because of its association with luck. Joining us now to talk more about the Lunar New Year and the Year of the Dragon is Ashley Zhou, a doctoral candidate at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. She's a Chinese instructor for the School of Language and Linguistics. Ashley, welcome to the 21st show. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me here.
And listeners, in a moment, we'll also be joined by someone from the Peoria Chinese Association to talk about an event you can attend, but you can join us now at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So Ashley, tell us just a little bit more about some of the traditions and the history of the Lunar New Year celebration.
Yeah, sure. I'm so excited about Lunar New Year. So I'm from Northeast China. So what I'm going to talk about is heavily the Chinese ways, and I can't even represent the whole China, but just like how my family, how my area celebrates it. So a big part of it is always food. So because this is a big holiday when everybody in the family reunite and like people will share their life. So like food is always something that bring people together. So for example, in my family, a dish that we will always have is fish. So fish is called yu in Chinese, and there's this idiom that is called nian nian you yu, which means there's always like a surplus every year. So like basically you make money, you spend money, but you always have money left. So like with like yu, so surplus is also pronounced as yu. So having the fish there symbolizes there's always going to be a surplus in this family. So like you are not running out, you are having more. So it's like there's success, there's good things happening in the family. So we will always have fish in the middle of the dinner table. So food, and also my family's tradition is also like we will always make dumplings together. So we will have like a regular dinner around like 7-ish. And then when we finish around 8, we will gather around the table to make dumplings together. I think of it as a way to, you know, to catch up with each other as well. And we'll actually boil the dumplings at midnight.
So at midnight. Yeah. So how is it celebrating here in America versus in China? Because I understand this is a sort of shut the country down, people take trains home, everybody goes and visits family sort of thing back home. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think like in America, I think a lot of times things are actually very traditional. So I know like in Chicago, there are usually like line dances or like dragon dances. So these are like very traditional customs. So like, for example, for the line dance, there's usually like two people in one line that basically do like super cool jumps. I think there are like blinkers in the line's eyes or something.
Sure.
So it's just like, yeah. So there are these like parades. Like people are like all dressed up in orange and red and having these really celebratory things. So I think actually sometimes I feel like the celebrations in Chinatown in the US are actually more traditional than what I noticed in my hometown, Northeast China.
That's great. Yeah. You know, you mentioned that you can speak to your traditions, and that's just one part of China. And really in America, you do often hear, I think, Lunar New Year as opposed to Chinese New Year, which I guess is the more inclusive way of saying it. Can you talk about that?
So I think the name Chinese New Year, I mean, apparently Chinese people know this festival as the Chinese New Year, but then there are also countries such as like South Korea, Mongolia, Singapore, Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, like all these other places, like they celebrate it too. So it would be kind of weird to say to someone from Mongolia, "Hey, happy Chinese New Year," right? So you
Right.
say like Happy Lunar New Year. So I do think it is like an inclusive term, and I love it. So like you realize how much bigger the world it is than what you thought it is. So yeah, I'm really glad like so many different nations and cultures are celebrating this festival together.
So I remember 12 years ago, I was talking to a man from China, and he found out that my wife and I were expecting our firstborn son that year, who was born, and he was very excited because he said, "Oh, it's going to be a dragon baby." And I myself am a dragon baby. So what is the significance of the year of the dragon?
So basically like so in the lunar calendar in the lunar, well, I guess Chinese lunar calendar, there are these like 12 animals that represent the zodiacs. So dragon, I believe, is the fifth in the list, but dragon has always been associated with auspicious powers. So it is this legendary creature, legendary being from Chinese folklore. So like in ancient times when there were still like dynasties, the emperors were the only ones who were allowed, I mean, they allow themselves, they only allow themselves to wear garments with dragon patterns. So it's like symbolizing their power. So like regular people wouldn't be allowed to have dragons on their coats even. So a lot of people still think of dragons as a symbol of luck, of success, of power. So many people, I heard many people like actually intentionally try to make their baby to be born in the year of the dragon.
Oh, that's great. Well, I will take all the luck I can get. Ashley Zhou is a doctoral candidate and Chinese instructor at Southern Illinois University Carbondale School of Language and Linguistics. Ashley, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st show. That was great.
Thank you so much, Brian.
And as I mentioned, there are going to be events happening across Illinois. Joining us now to talk about one of them is Xuecheng Zhou, who is chairman of the Peoria Chinese Association. Xuecheng, welcome to the 21st show. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me here. It's so excited. I just overheard some of the Ashley told. I want to share a little bit up on that comment. So
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
it's very interesting. She mentioned she's gonna boil the dumplings at midnight, right? So actually, that's one of the tradition we celebrate Chinese New Year. The dumplings Chinese name called jiaozi, which means deliver at the time of zi, which means that zi actually is a midnight, which means the old year ends and the new year starts. That's why we celebrate with jiaozi, with dumplings at that specific time. So it's like a perfect celebration for that. So
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your celebration that's going to be happening in Peoria. What can people expect?
Yes, it's gonna be big this year. We have a Chinese New Year show performances on this Sunday, 11th February, from 2 to 4 p.m. at Peoria Export Garden, the Opera House. So it's a traditional we have been kept for more than 10 years. Last year we have more than 600 people joined us and celebrate Chinese all together. That's the biggest event that we see from a Chinese community over the year. And this year is even more special. It's the Year of the Dragon. I heard of lots of the stories about the Year of Dragon. I'm a dragon baby. My wife is also a dragon baby. So it's
Fantastic.
more, yeah. So we will have special things for this year. We need to wear something red, especially for the dragon baby in the Year of the Dragon to wish for more good luck. So, for the show, it's free for admission. So, if you can search online for the information, it's 2 to 4 p.m. this Sunday. Everyone is welcome to join. We even have some more sections for the Yard of Dragon. We set it up a exhibition table in the front desk. You can come over 15 or 30 minutes earlier. We have fun games, calligraphy for the little kids. We're giving out red pockets to the little kids. We can do some riddles of the dragon. We will tell the story of the dragon. What's the difference between a Chinese dragon versus the Western dragon? Small kids like to know, oh, the Chinese dragon is looks like a snake with four claws, but they have the head of the pig, the horn of the deer, the ear of the cow, and the whiskers of the goat, the claws of the eagle, and the scale of the fish. So it's imaginable legendary creature from all of those animals. So
the full zodiac is in the dragon. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So the dragon is the only one which is not real in the zodiac animals. So which make it more special.
Okay, I'm definitely going to wear red this weekend. You've convinced me. Talk about, I understand there's also a showcase of costumes from students and teachers from the local Chinese school.
Oh, yes. I just thought about that. It's they prepare these fun games, calligraphy.
Oh, that's for the kids. Oh, for the kids. Okay.
Yeah, that's for the kids.
Got it.
We're trying to get more impacts on this local culture community. We're hosting this Chinese New Year. Initially, it's a paid event. Last year, we decided, no, we want to make it free for everybody. So we get more sponsorships from Caterpillar, Safco, Inlun, and Hong Kong Buffet this year. We're glad to see they show more love and more sponsorship to us. We can make this event free for everybody. So it's great to have everybody here. So we have some special performances as well for Year of the Dragon. We're gonna start with the dragon dance. So that's a tradition for opening, but we will have our last song is it's the Song of the Dragon. So that's our closing. So we're starting with the dragon, we close with the dragon.
And I should mention to listeners, we had an entire segment on the art of lion dancing last year. People can find that on our website, 21stshow.org. Just a couple of minutes left. What do you hope people take away from attending this show and event?
I think it's the spirit. I think the spirit of the Chinese New Year, it's gathering, it's sharing love, it's wish good luck to each other. I'm joining this show. Just, you don't need to prepare everything, just with a open minded. So come to enjoy the festival with us and learn some more about the Chinese New Year and the Year of the Dragon.
All right. I want to thank Xiecheng Zhou for joining us today. Again, the event, correct me if I'm wrong, 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, February 11th. The costume showcase, I think, starts a little earlier, and it's at the Expo Garden, the Opera House in Peoria. Xiecheng, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st show. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Thank you, Brian.
And that's all the time we have for our show today. I mentioned again that tomorrow we are going to be talking with Casey Buckrow. He was the first environmental reporter at the Chicago Tribune starting back in the 70s. In the 80s, after a scandal, he spent 2 years embedded at the nuclear power station in Zion, Illinois, which itself is an interesting town with an interesting religious history. And now he has written a book about that experience and about just in general the past, present, and future of nuclear power in America. We're going to be talking with him about that. I know from our past conversations on this topic that some of you out there have strong views on nuclear power. There are those who say it's an essential component as we try to shift away from burning fossil fuels for energy. There are others who say, no way, nuclear power is not green power. We'd love to hear from you. You can leave us a voicemail with your comments or questions. Our number for that is 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. You can find that and every other way to contact us on our website, which is 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can find links to our past conversations and our podcast, or just look us up on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.